Hello.
Hey, sorry about that. Yeah, for some reason in an hour it hangs up the call. I don't know, it's a weird thing, but anyway, yeah, because I went to Guayaquil, but very short, and I stayed close to the hotel, like where we were staying. I didn't go like anywhere by myself because I heard like some stuff can happen, like in certain parts, it's really dangerous.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. Well, but most of the people they do that is like just for, for inside the people from those the same country, they don't really interested try to attack from people from, like from here, from USA or the other people go for just for visiting, like tourists, them there. They don't really do anything to those people. But like besides that, people from there, yes, So that's what it is now, couple cities is like we have to really be careful now.
Yeah, that's what I heard, like really careful, especially now, because the people coming from, like you said, Venezuela being like displaced, and there's like a lot of like criminals and like gangsters coming from there.
Yep. And then they just,
Yeah.
do whatever they want in there, and then like the laws down there is like very how you say it? It's not strict, they do whatever they want. The cops, they don't do anything about it because they agree with them, because the people, they can kill the cops down there too. And then they
Right.
just, ignore because the cops, they don't want to do anything because they, they're scared about, So, that's why most, the people, they don't really, be care about that someone can, take care of themselves, So everyone needs
Right.
to.
Protect themselves, exactly.
Correct, yeah. So I hope, they supposed to be, I think the president had to be changed, I think probably maybe I think it's this year, I don't know.
Yeah, they're
So
supposed to
I think.
like put up more protection and like crack down on the crime, right?
Yeah. Protecting more,
So hopefully they do, because yeah, I heard it was really bad.
yeah, it is. Yeah, those every those countries from South America now, getting worse now.
Yep.
Beirut,
That's what I heard too.
it's not like when I was a kid, I'm there. I'm already like almost, I'm 39. So when I was like, 10, 12, 15, I wasn't there, in the school, high school is. It's a lot different, you can just fall asleep on the street and nobody can do anything to you know what I mean? It's like very,
Right.
peace. But now you can just go with there with like nice party shoes, nice clothes. No, they will take you out. No matter
Yeah, seriously.
they leave you in the street naked, they don't care, those people. It's like
Yeah, exactly. They don't care, like tourists or, locals, they don't even care, man.
yeah, they just want, like they want something, they want money, that's what they
Right.
want,
Or something valuable, right. The money or, watch, whatever, something valuable.
right, yeah,
Yep. It's
people.
unfortunate, but like you said, South America is getting more dangerous, like over the last couple of years, it's been way more dangerous.
Yeah, I hope,
So
they change
hopefully,
it.
yeah, I know, 'cause I'd like to go back, but yeah, it's pretty crazy. But Cuenca wasn't too bad. Cuenca's pretty safe. I mean,
No,
like maybe if you went to a
sorry.
bad area, but no, it's pretty safe. It's all around pretty safe, yeah.
Yeah, Cuenca and Riobamba, Ambato, they're nice cities. They're still, nice. It's not like I say, you have to be careful and danger down there. No, only those.
Right. No.
Once
That's a lot of there's a lot of like expats there and like gringos and like, tourists and stuff,
yeah,
yeah.
but the tourists, they don't do anything, we respect, well, we, but, like I say, once again, people from Ecuador, they don't really do that for, for people from other countries. But the problem
Right.
is, And it's all the people from all the countries in Ecuador. So
exactly, but in Ecuador, so it makes it look like it's Ecuador, right? But it's people from other countries that are in South America, exactly.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, most, it's unfortunate too, because Ecuador is really not that bad. Like, the people from Ecuador, they're not like that, really.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, you know, it's a nice place to, you know, go visit it or just spend the time down there. I hear a lot of people from here, they go, you know, like, when you got, you know, you retire, you know, like, after 65 or 70 years, the people go down there and live in there. Because, you know, it's enough money that you're making here. When you get old, you can live in over there.
Right.
You know, with couple thousands for the year, you know, it's not like over here. So
exactly. Right. It's, yeah, that's why they probably go from there, right? Kind of like Miami, how there's a lot of Latinos there and they travel to certain like Latin American countries.
Mm-hmm.
Or California. But mm-hmm. Most of the places in the South, you know, near the borders and stuff. But yeah, same kind of idea.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But anyway,
so,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was, we went off on a tangent there. So, I always like talking about Ecuador because it was a really beautiful place. But, so I already processed the payment. You should see that on your online banking. And then I also sent you the email and a text that has like the invoice, like everything that's included and everything. Did you see a text come through?
Okay, let me, do you say on, in my email, you say? Oh, and the regular.
Yeah, it should be in your email and as a text. Check your text. I think the text is the easiest way to access it.
Okay, I have the local splash.
It should say, thank you for choosing local splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and you'll see a blue link, like a blue part you can click on in the text. Do you see that?
I have, well, obviously I have local splash. Welcome if you have any questions.
Are you looking in the text or the email?
No, in the text.
Okay, yeah. So the text, I'm looking at the ones I sent. So the first one, I think it should be the first one. So not the most recent one. Not the one that says your Google business profile getting verified. And not the one that says welcome. The one before that. It should say, Fabian, thank you for choosing local splash.
Okay, but you talk about in the text, right?
In the text, right.
Okay, so that means that's the first text message.
It should have been the one that came through first, right? At 2:47, it says it came through.
Yeah, it says, thank you for choosing Rocket Splash. We sent a copy of voice.
Mm-hmm. And then do you see the blue part right there that you can click on? Click on that.
Okay.
Okay, so that should take you into the invoice. Now take a quick look, of course. Let me know if you have any questions. It's very straightforward, but once you get to the bottom there, you're going to see a spot where there's a box you can click on. And then right below that, there's another spot where you can type your name. And then it should say confirm signature. So click the box, then type your name there, you know, Fabian Acevedo, then click confirm signature. That should confirm the signature. Then that takes you to our website, and it's going to ask for, like, a username and password. Let me know once you get there.
Okay. But when they say the payment, you told me it was $269, and by here it says $299.
Oh, I thought... Didn't I said $299.
There was not $260, $265 or something like that. There was not like that.
No. The other package we have is $199, and that you only get 15 miles, and then you don't get the Facebook ads. The one up from that is $299.
Okay. I thought you said.
Yeah. Maybe you just heard it incorrectly. Sometimes I talk really fast. I'm sorry about that if I misspoke.
Yeah, because now I see it's like $199.
Right. So the $199 covers the SEO, like the first page on Google and everything. Yeah, and then $100 goes to the Facebook ads.
Okay.
So it's all broken down so you can see exactly how everything, you know, where the money goes.
Okay. Yeah, I see. All right. So yep. In the bottom, you say, what was that?
And on the bottom, there's a box there, right? And you can click it, like, inside the box to confirm. It says, like, I'm the authorized user. And then below that, there should be a spot where you type your name, like an empty box. Then once you've clicked the box and then typed your name in the other box and then hit confirm signature, that should confirm it, and then it'll take you to our website and ask for your username and login, like your username and password.
Okay, so when it says sign in the box that you're talking about, just put your name?
Yeah, just type your name, exactly.
Just my name and last name, or just my name?
Yeah, just Fabian Acevedo, so first and last name.
Oh, okay. All right. And then,
once you do that, then once you've clicked the box and then put your name there, hit confirm signature, and then that should take you to our website. It's going to ask for your username and password.
Yeah, they do. Yep.
Okay. All right, perfect. Now, we just have one other quick step, okay? It's to go along with the invoice, right? So just to go over everything that's included, the pricing, you know, everything. So if you have any questions, you know, just let me know along the way, but it's very straightforward. So I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Acevedo Renovation.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Fabian Acevedo.
And owner-operator, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, right?
Say again? Yeah.
You're also a authorized user on the billing, like on the payment of this account as well, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yes, correct.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign for the verification. Like I said, I already sent you an email, and I think you got a text, too. It has the process of verification. But since you already have, you know, you already attempted that, it should be a pretty quick process, but just take a look at the email. You already know what's involved, so just have that ready for, like, the interview with the technician, which you'll probably do tomorrow morning because we're almost at the end of the day here. What would be a good time for you to talk with the technician tomorrow?
What's tomorrow? Well, right, tomorrow, then. Honestly, maybe on the afternoon. I'm not sure because tomorrow I'm supposed to be going get some stuff, materials for tomorrow on the store.
Uh-huh.
In the morning, yeah. So I have to really go some in one project.
So later
yeah,
the better.
I don't know what time I come back, so I don't know if I'll be available before 12 or after, you know, probably after 2 or 3 o'clock. I'm not sure about that.
We have it open for 4, 5, or 6. Is that going to be okay? Or earlier, before.
Early, because I have to go pick up my daughter in school.
So since we're in Cali in the Pacific, the earliest, because we start at 7, so that'd be 10 o'clock your time. So anytime after 10, is open.
Okay. Like I say, you know, I don't know what time I would be free in the morning.
Okay.
So
we can try. I can put you in for like 10 for now, and if it changes, we can adjust it. Or do you think maybe 11 or 12 is better?
Let's do probably a 12. Let's try a 12.
Okay. And then if you need to change it, you're going to have my info, right? I'm going to text you. So just let me know. And you can even email through the email that I'm going to send you to confirm the time. You can email through there, you know, if you want to change the time or like I said, we're pretty flexible. Just let me know if that changes. Okay.
Okay. And then,
okay.
So what was your, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So I know I'm going to go back to the, I just wanted to confirm that first. Okay. So I was at the, now also as a result of increased visibility, like online, just be advised you may receive calls from third party vendors that are unrelated to our company, Local Slash. That's why I set up that security question for you, because we'll make sure to use it at the top of the call to verify if the call is coming from us and not another company. And other companies that don't, you can, you know, disregard the calls. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Slash?
Probably phone calls, because like emails.
Oh, okay. I'll make a note of that. I'll make a note that calls are better. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to just let us know if you do any other additional online marketing with like another company while you're working with us?
If you
work with another company in the future, just let us know, because we don't want to do something that might interfere with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just if you do. If not, you know, no problem. Now your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, July 13th, in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'm going to text you once we get off the call to prevent charges for your next month of service. All you have to do is just contact client support, or, you know, the number I'm going to give you, at least 3 business days before your next billing would be due. And there's no fees or anything that go along with that. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. So you're good. Now, all I'm going to do is just send over this email that has the confirmation of the time with the technician, right? Because, like I said, we're pretty flexible, but for now, I have it for 12 o'clock, okay? So that's what's going to say in the email. And if anything does change, you know, just let me know. But for now, it's for 12 o'clock tomorrow, okay?
Okay. So what about does this? Because the thing will show me that the username and the password.
The technician is going to set that up. Exactly. You get that within 7 days, because the technician is going to meet with you tomorrow and he's going to start building all that and like creating all your profiles and everything.
Okay. I see.
So you don't have to worry about that for now. He'll take care of that tomorrow. Now, other than that, I just sent you the email with the confirmation of the time. You have the information about the verification. So you have everything you need. Only thing I need to do now is I'm going to send you a text that has my contact info. So let me just, Fabian, this is, by the way, a lot of people call me Hawk. You know, that's my nickname, but my real name is Sahak, S-A-H-A-K. So that's what it's going to say in the text. Either one is fine. I mean, you can call me Hawk if you want. It's just my nickname.
Okay.
Need anything from me, you can contact me. I'm sending you this text right now. That way you have my contact info. This is the same phone number that the technician is going to call from tomorrow too. So this is the number you're going to save for like your contact going forward. Okay.
Yeah.
The same number,
text, right? Or an email?
It's going to come through a text. This one I'm talking about now. He's going to call from tomorrow afternoon. Thanks again and welcome. Okay. There we go. So I'm sending that now. One sec here. Let me know if you get it. Okay. So if you need anything for me. There it is. Okay. I'm sending it now. Let me know if you get that text.
Yep, I do. I have.
Okay, perfect. So that's my contact info. If you need, you can call through there. Just ask for Hawk or Sahawk. Either one is fine. They'll send it to me. But the technician, the one who's going to set up everything for you, he's going to call from that same number. So just save that number. That's your go-to number. Now, other than that, I mean, you're good to go. It was really great talking with you. I usually don't, I'm not on calls this long, but it was great talking about Ecuador. I haven't been there for a long time, so it was kind of cool to talk about that.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No problem at all, man. Welcome to the team, of course. It was great talking with you again. And so you have my contact info. You have the email. Just confirm the time there. If that changes, you can email me or text me, okay? Just let me know. And then the technician is going to call you tomorrow around 12 o'clock, between 12 and 12:30, okay?
All right. And then so when he called me, so he will be helping me to do the rest?
Right.
Or?
Exactly. So what he's going to do first is confirm all the information we just went over, your keywords, the areas. I made a note to make suggestions for ones that have high search volumes and all that. And then he's also going to connect with your website. He's going to start building all your profiles, like, you know, get you verified with Google, make sure that's, you know, up and running. All your directory listings, your Facebook, you know, the ads, he's going to start doing all that. So he's just basically going to go over everything, the whole rest of the process with you.
Okay, okay. All right. No problem.
And you still have my number, though, if you need anything in the future. I'm still the lead on the account, so if you need me, just text me, okay? Or call.
Yeah.
Either one is fine.
Just wonder, you know, like about if I go myself and Google to open my account and see, take a look, you know, that's what I need to help you with that, you know, because, like I say, you know.
Exactly.
Google.
Right. Exactly, because we have to verify you and make sure your Google Business Profile is active first before we can start, you know, the process of getting up on the first page. So that's one of the first things they're going to do. I think you're already good because we're going to start working on that now. So I think you should be verified by the time he calls you tomorrow. So I think you should be up there. So confirm that with him tomorrow. But I'm pretty sure, yeah, you'll be good by then. And then he's going to start building all the rest of your profiles and everything too.
Absolutely. Thank you. And then so when they, well, after what he did that, when we are supposed to be, you know, like, start to
oh, like how long is it? Right. Okay, perfect. So I'll give you the breakdown here. So within the first 2 days, right, because you're speaking with him tomorrow, we create your Google Business Profile or we get it, you know, verified because you already are pretty much up there. So I think it should be within the first couple of days. Then day 5 to 7, so within the first week, we have our dashboard is what they call it. That's the thing that tracks everything for you so you can see what areas and everything and the keywords you're being found for. And all 67 different directory submissions will be active. So you'll already should be found within a week for those. Then within 7 to 14 days, so within the first 2 weeks, we are connected with your, you know, your webpage, and that's on your Google Business Profile and your Facebook ads. So you should already be getting found on there within 2 weeks. Then day 30 to 45, that's when everything is already, you know, finished. You're up on the first page and everything's running full speed. Now, since you already are verified, right, because you already tried to get verified through Google and you should be able to be active by, I think by tomorrow it should be active. So that's going to cut down that time. So it's actually going to be a little bit faster than that.
All right. So this other three question is like quickly. So you say,
yeah, no problem.
Like we are, you know, we are supposed to be, you know, like in the first page and the Google, whatever, you know, but, it is like, how many contractors is around just in here in this area or this in this town? How you guys do with that? You know, because I know.
Oh, I see what you mean. You're right. Cause there's other people doing the same services, right? So as of right now, before I spoke with you, we weren't working with anybody who did masonry, right? Now I added those other keywords because they fall under a similar, like, you know, kind of handyman thing. So that's how I added those. But as for masonry, we don't work with anyone else within that area right now who does those, you know, who does masonry. So you're one of the only ones. So now, since you're signed up, we're going to close out that area and we're going to not work with anyone else within that radius, you know, that 40, 50 miles who uses those keywords. That way, that's how we make sure that you're going to get the most amount of calls and get the most amount of traction and actually get the results that you're looking to get.
Oh, okay, okay. And then
that's how we do it.
Okay, I see. Other thing is, like, what about, you know, like, sometimes, well, I don't really keep it, you know, sometimes I take, you know, picture or videos, like most
right.
companies for you. You know, if you take some videos or you take some picture, you can give it to us or you can put it like online and so can people can see it. So how does it work with you guys?
So what we can do is use those pictures and stuff to put on your Google business profile. We can put pictures there. And then also, I mean, you can also put them on your website too, if you want it. But what we do is put them on your Google business profile, and like we can put them on your directory listings like Yahoo and, you know, white, yellow pages, white pages, all your directory listings. We can put them on Facebook, you know, pretty much anywhere. The only way that we're able to edit your website is if we create the website though. So your website, we can't edit it, but all we do is we'll put it on all the directory listings and on, you know, first page of Google. So people will go straight to your site, but we can't edit it because we don't, you know, have access to it. If we have them build you a new site, we could do that. But as of now, we could just put the pictures on all your directory listings, on your Google business profile and everywhere else.
Okay. Okay. I see. All right.
So if you have pictures though, we can use them. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That was my question. All right.
So okay, anyway, cool. And if you have any other questions too, you have my email and my text, so just let me know.
All right. And then this is that's the number, right? The 877.
Yeah, the 877. Exactly. When you call in, just ask for Sahak or Hawk. Hawk is the easiest way to say it. Just ask for Hawk, like the bird, Hawk, and then they'll send it over to me.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah.
All
right. No problem. So. Okay. Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks again, and it was great talking with you. And they're going to call you tomorrow within 12 to 12:30, okay, to get you started.
All right. All right, thanks.
All right, yep. Have a good one, Fabian.
All right, you too, man. Thank you.
Okay, yep. Yep, you too. Right. Bye.